Hey friends, my name is John Andrew Clayton, pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it's my joy to be your pastor for the day. This summer, our church has been in the third book of the Psalms, seeking with the psalmist to see and celebrate our Savior in all of life. This Sunday, we are in Psalm 89, verses 1 through 16. This whole psalm is divided into five parts. Verses 1 to 4 celebrate God's steadfast love for David. Verses 5 to 16 celebrate God's salvation power for David. Verses 17 to 37 celebrate God's covenant with David. But then there's a shift. Verses 38 through 48 lament God's wrath against Israel's sin. And finally, in verses 49 to 52, the psalmist asks, God, where is your steadfast love? Well, today, I want to consider with you the first two parts, verses 1 to 16. These verses celebrate God's steadfast love, sovereign authority, and salvation power. Listen to the opening line. I will sing of the steadfast love of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. Yeah, every now and then, I'll hear a song and I'll think, man, I don't know that that's worth singing about. Well, that's not the case with this song, is it? In response to the Lord's steadfast love, all the psalmist can do is sing. And not just sing, but sing forever. And he gives his rationale in verse 2. He says he can sing, for I said, steadfast love will be built up forever. In the heavens, you will establish your faithfulness. So he can sing of the Lord's steadfast love forever because the Lord's steadfast love will be built up forever and his faithfulness will be eternally established. As we find out later in the psalm, this psalmist is facing seriously difficult days, yet he still sings for joy. Why? Because even in his difficult days, the Lord is still steadfast in love and faithfulness for him. But the psalmist also celebrates that the Lord is sovereign in authority. Who in the skies can be compared to the Lord? Who is like the Lord? Have you ever looked out over a beautiful sunset? Or looked out over the vastness of an ocean? Or sat in a valley with mountains towering over you in every direction? Now, why do these moments fill us with so much awe and wonder? Well, it's because they remind us that we are small, but that the Lord, in all of his unmatched creative majesty, is big. And notice here, the psalmist doesn't merely recognize that the Lord is big, but that the Lord, as the mighty one, acts. O Lord of hosts, who is mighty as you are, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around you? The Lord acts with might and faithfulness. And for the psalmist, the simple message is this: there is none like him. And J.I. Packer once said, men treat God's sovereignty as a theme for controversy, but in Scripture, it's a matter for worship. And the Lord is full of steadfast love, sovereign authority, and finally, saving power. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise, you still them. There's a beautiful picture of this in Mark 4, verses 35 to 41, as Jesus stills the storm on the Sea of Galilee. This is one way in which he illustrates his divine sonship as he exercises the sovereign authority and saving power of Yahweh. And see, it's not just that the Lord is full of steadfast love, but that he's full of steadfast love for us. And it's not just that the Lord is full of saving power, but that he's full of saving power for us. And it's this realization that for the psalmist causes his heart to explode in worship. Despite all of the difficulties he faces, he remembers that God loves him in all things, that God is in control of all things, and that God is working all things together for his own glory and for the good of his people. So if you find yourself struggling to worship with the psalmist today, I invite you to remember the Lord's steadfast love, sovereign authority, and saving power for you. Again, my name is John Andrew Clayton, pastor of Pompey Community Church in Pompey, New York, and it's been my joy to be your pastor for the day.